Over the past 2 months, we've received many emails from listeners, but we haven't had much time to read them on the air. Today, we'd like to share one note. It was written by Jennifer Bunce, a graduate student in Portales, New Mexico, in response to a story by correspondent Margot Adler about a brigade of neighbors in Lower Manhattan who stand on a median strip and cheer on recovery workers. She writes, I live in another world from Manhattan, a place about as untouched by September 11th as you can find. Listening to the people gathered at Christopher and West was touching, so real and expressive. That street median is an emotional island where people can express some of the complicated feelings that many of us have. It's just that in Portales, we're too far away. So when I heard the people at Christopher and West, I wanted to shout and cheer with them. I wanted to say thank you to all the people working at the World Trade Center. I want to say I'm sorry to those affected at the Pentagon and the families of those who died in Pennsylvania. I want to mourn the police and firefighters, those who lost their lives trying to save others. I'm a graduate student. Since September 11th, my studies have continued uninterrupted. I'll take my test this Thursday and teach in all my labs this week, and next, till the semester is over. But to all of you at Christopher and West, could you cheer a little for me too, please? That email from Jennifer Bunce of Portales, New Mexico. Send us your thoughts, comments, criticisms. Our email address is watc@npr.org. Please include your phone number and let us know how to pronounce your name.